The Public News Service Daily Newscast, Inauguration Day, January 20, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. As Donald Trump departs office today, a coalition of West Virginia civil rights groups want the Congress to pass a bill aimed at rebuilding government. Our Diane Bernard reports.
House Bill 1, known as the For the People Act, recommends sweeping reforms to extend voting rights, end partisan gerrymandering, and boost ethics laws. Julie Archer with the group West Virginia Citizens for Clean Elections says it would make the democracy more inclusive, which she says is much needed in an era of election misinformation and rioters overtaking the U.S. Capitol.
We have an opportunity with the new Congress to transform our democracy with the passage of H.R. 1. In addition to protecting and expanding voting rights, H.R. 1 would address the rampant corruption and disregard for ethics, accountability, oversight, and rule of law that continue to plague our government.
Republicans who oppose the bill call it a power grab by Democrats that would restrict political opposition and enhance Democratic voting turnout. The GOP Senate blocked a first version of the bill last year, but with more Democrats now in Congress, it's more likely to pass.
HB 1 would require states to start automatic voter registration. The bill would also restore protections in the 1965 Voting Rights Act that had been stripped away by the U.S. Supreme Court. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Tuesday directly blamed President Trump for the deadly mob that attacked the Capitol. That as the Senate prepares for an impeachment on whether to convict the president for incitement of insurrection. CNN reports that would potentially disqualify him from holding office in the future. The typically tight-lipped Senate Republican leader rarely broke from Trump in 4 years, but on Tuesday he said on the Senate floor, the mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. CNN notes the Senate Republican leader has not yet said whether he will vote to convict after the evidence is presented in the upcoming trial. And on his first day in office, President-elect Biden is pressing for bold immigration reform, proposing a path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants.
The proposal would apply to people who have a clean criminal record and were in the U.S. before January 1st. If approved, this would be the first so-called mass legalization since 1986 during the Reagan administration. Carlos Guevara with the group Unidos U.S. says there's a lot of pent-up demand for change in the immigration system.
We're pleased and frankly floored a little bit by how visionary this bill appears to be. The path to citizenship of 8 years, that is the fastest that we have ever seen.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
That proposal would also make everyone eligible for COVID-19 vaccination regardless of immigration status. This is PNS. Wisconsin, one of the states expanding its COVID-19 vaccine rollout to include more people. Older adults will soon be eligible, but officials urge patients as shipments are still hard to come by.
This week, the Department of Health Services announced on January 25th, Wisconsin residents age 65 and older will be eligible for the vaccine through their health care provider, pharmacy, or local tribal health agency. The move follows initial efforts to vaccinate frontline health care workers and nursing home residents. Lisa Lampkins with AARP Wisconsin says they'd hoped the next phase would cover people 50 and older, but adds this is a positive development.
I think Wisconsin is, taking a really good next step in, recognizing that older people are more at risk and therefore prioritizing those folks.
The state warns 700,000 residents are part of this new group, while Wisconsin is only getting 70,000 new doses each week, so it will take time to reach everyone. I'm Mike Moen.
During the 2021 session, New Mexico lawmakers are expected to focus heavily on pandemic relief, including a bill that would modernize the housing code with the goal of reducing evictions.
Co-sponsored by Representative Angelica Rubio, House Bill 111 addresses the time frame for evictions, increasing the current 3-day notice to 10 days and allowing courts more flexibility by lengthening the time for an eviction hearing. Rubio says the changes would give people who are struggling financially time to make arrangements that would allow them to stay in their home.
People are in a position right now where they are in their homes, they are trying to make it work, and we don't want to increase the number of people who are living without shelter.
I'm Roz Brown.
Finally, the pandemic is causing a massive shift in American higher education plans. Eric Tegetoff explains.
A new analysis from the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce finds 75% of households have changed their post-secondary plans for the fall, and Oregonians are changing their plans at the third highest rate in the country, at 81%. Dr. Megan Fasulez, researcher for this data, says people tend to go to college during recessions to increase their skills or put off entering a poor job market, but maybe not this time.
Other recessions, you have primarily had to deal with financial concerns, which are still a major concern here. But on top of that, people are having to face health concerns as well.
Some people who would otherwise enroll are canceling their plans, while others are scaling back their number of courses or switching institutions. Fasula says many are questioning whether attending college remotely is worth it.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Heard on great radio stations across the nation and online at publicnewsservice.org.